is Walker and Camp Green Lake, but the entire state of Texas as well. Child abuse, false imprisonment, torture.
The warden's name is Ms. Walker? I think we were right earlier. She must be related to Trout and Linda Walker.
The man was more than a head taller than she, and was able to look directly over her as he spoke to the warden. How long have they been in there? All night, as you can see by the way we're dressed. They snuck into my cabin while I was asleep and stole my suitcase. I chased after them, and they ran out here and fell into the lizard's nest. I don't know what they were thinking. That's not true, Stanley said. Stanley, as your attorney, I advise you not to say anything, said the woman, until you and I have had a chance to talk in private. Stanley wondered why the warden lied about the suitcase. He wondered who it legally belonged to. That was one thing he wanted to ask his lawyer, if she really was his lawyer.
It's a miracle they're still alive, said the tall man.
Yes, it is, the warden agreed, with just a trace of disappointment in her voice. And they better come out of this alive, Stanley's lawyer warned. This wouldn't have happened if you'd released him to me yesterday.
It wouldn't have happened if he wasn't a thief, said the warden.
I told him he would be set free today, and I guess he decided he'd try to take some of my valuables with him. He's been delirious for the last week.
Why didn't you release him when she came to you yesterday? The tall man asked.
She didn't have proper authorization, said the warden.